Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, I talked about how anti-Semitism is, you know, not just a Jew problem, Jewish problem. If we see hatred and we see bigotry and divide towards one group, it could very easily extend to any group. You know, if that's in human nature, you know, don't think that you're going to be spared from that just because you don't keep kosher or, you know, celebrate Hanukkah. Whenever there's a hatred or evil in the person, that could extend to anybody. Unfortunately, paranoia can also bring out the worst in people. And I think Ezekiel Emanuel, one of health advisors, it was a health advisor, had told the U.S. to stop panicking and being hysterical about the coronavirus. He's right and he's wrong. On one end, yeah, we don't need to be hysterical, okay? I mean, you should never be hysterical in any epidemic because you need to think clearly. And from what we're hearing stories of racism and bias and you know, now with the Asian population, everybody needs to kind of take a step back, take a deep breath, and assess the situation. However, we also, though, do have to take this coronavirus very, very seriously. Apparently, what we found out today is when SARS, which affected people between, I believe, November 2002 and July 2003, affected about 8,000 people. We're already there now with over 8,000 people affected by coronavirus, and that's in 1 month. They say, well, the death toll is nothing like SARS. SARS had a death toll of about 774. Our death toll is 170, but again, in 1 month. So there is a chance that we are on board to possibly have an outbreak even worse than the SARS outbreak from 2002-2003. And so we don't want people hysterical. We don't want people panicking. But we do need people to take this seriously. So how do we isolate ourselves in America? How do we protect getting the virus, bringing the virus here from Wuhan, China, without being biased, without profiling, without discriminating, without being politically incorrect? You know, we talk about in medicine how a lot of times it's very unfortunate where, you know, some people get offended a lot in medicine because we have a tough time trying to be politically correct. So, for example, you know, if somebody identifies as male, we still in the chart need to put how they were born and if they still have their ovaries, because we're still responsible if they have an ovarian cancer. We'll use whatever pronoun, you know, we obviously respect, you know, admire what you're doing, but we can't make a medical chart that is completely devoid of any of your female origins, because if you have ovaries, we're still responsible for them. And a patient of mine 2 days ago was a little upset with their doctor, because they asked if the doctor asked if they were Chinese or from China. And they found that very, very, you know, intrusive. Okay? They were Asian and they weren't from China, but they found that to be very off color. And the reason why is I just got back from a conference and we were told that if somebody has flu-like symptoms, we need to ask if they came from China. We need to ask if there was recent travel or recent exposure to somebody from certain provinces in China. So, you know, medical doctors and medical personnel seem to kind of fail in that because we have a job to do. And, you know, if you have flu-like symptoms, how do we know if you have flu or you have coronavirus? That being said, there's a lot of BS that's going on right now where, you know, we hear in like ASU, a lot of students are feeling a lot of heat because this one Arizona case, we don't even know if the Arizona case was a student or faculty member of ASU, but apparently there's been petitions to cancel classes and people of Asian descent are feeling like they're looked at differently. You know, one describes being kind of looked at twice and, you know, somebody, you know, they're just walking down campus. Somebody's kind of look at them like, are they coughing? Are they? And it's kind of uncomfortable. There's apparently memes and things like that online. You know, I'm not going to say some of them because they're very inappropriate, but there are inappropriate things going online alluding to, you know, a person of Asian descent and the flu. So why I bring this up is we could be as progressive as we want to be. We could, you know, watch everything we have to say. We could raise our kids right and all that. When people panic, they lose their decorum. They lose their common sense. And it starts to go out the window. I am very, very nervous about coronavirus coming to the United States because we do have a lot of sick and elderly and people who are weak. It doesn't seem to be hurting the healthier type of people, but those that have weakened immune systems, this could be very serious. It can be very serious. But I'm just as worried about how people are going to approach the Asian population if we already at this level see this stupid that's going around right now where people are, you know, kind of like wanting to avoid them or, you know, wanting to cleanse, you know, I don't know. Making these comments online and these, you know, apparently they have this one video of an Asian lady eating her soup and somebody's trying to say, well, it's because, you know, she's eating snake or animals and that's kind of how we got coronavirus. We still don't even know if coronavirus really came from the bats or the snakes. There's been rumors that this came from a lab. So if people aren't educated on what's going on, they're going to panic. And when people panic, they unfortunately do stupid. And we might think that we've erased a lot of bad behavior in this country, and I'm glad we have. I'm excited about that. But for anybody, and we discussed this earlier, who thinks anti-Semitism is gone, anti-Asian sentiment, anti-Muslim sentiment, anti-Catholic, anti-woman, anti-man sentiment is gone, it's not. All right? It might be smoldering, and then all of a sudden people panic about some sort of outbreak or something, and then it all comes to a head. So, you know, right now, no, we don't need to panic, but we do need to kind of watch things. Vaccine is still many months away from trial. We're going as fast as we can. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Love you, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some breaking news on coronavirus. So I apologize. I have some mic issues here. Okay, so the first person-to-person transmission of coronavirus has apparently happened in Chicago, as a Chicago man is infected after his wife traveled from China. Now, this isn't technically the first person-to-person transmission that we know of. I think that happened in Germany a couple days ago. But it's obviously a huge concern, because if we have the Wuhan novel, they say novel meaning new coronavirus here in the United States, somebody picks it up, we can now spread it to somebody else. If we kind of go back to Zika, the reason why Zika caused such a panic is because Zika was a mosquito vector illness. And people were saying, well, look, you know, I'm not going down to Brazil, not going down to, you know, South America or Cuba or whatever. So if I don't get bit by a mosquito, I'm okay. And then they found out that, well, yeah, you could transmit Zika through sex, or a mosquito could land on an infected person, then land on you when you're not infected. And so Zika scared the heck out of everybody because they people want to know whenever there's something catastrophic as an illness or whatever, what can they do? People want instructions on what they could do so then they could then hopefully avoid it. And with this coronavirus, it's a little tricky because, you know, we do everything we're supposed to try to avoid the flu, right? Let's look at flu. Flu is deadlier than this coronavirus. Scares the hell out of everybody. We tell you to get your flu shot. We tell you to wash your hands. We tell you to avoid people who are sick. We tell you not to spray, you know, say it, not spray it. Avoid work, going to work if you're sick, or tell somebody who is sick to leave if they're at work. And you still get sick. You still get a cold. You still get a flu. So, you know, while I get interviewed, you know, by multiple news agencies and I talk about how to, you know, what you could do to try to protect. But again, it's not 100%. You know, I mean, now, many people say, oh, I wash my hands all the time. No, you probably wash your hands, you know, poorly. You probably wash your hands, you know, like a quick, like this and be done. Do you really get into the webs of the fingers? Do you get under the nails? No. You know, so a lot of us do not wash our hands well. A lot of us do touch our faces. You know, by nails, things like that. My nails are always in my mouth. And so if I touch something that has, you know, a virus, yes, I'm going to get it in to my body. So even though many of you think you do the right stuff, you might not be, okay? But this is breaking news, where it's the first case of person-to-person spread of the virus in the U.S. The man's wife is in her 60s. She became the second person in the U.S. So if you remember, last week, it was somebody in Washington who was the first person to have been found to have it. Then the second person was in Illinois. Then we had one in Arizona, then two in California. So I don't know of any other cases, but what we are seeing with this coronavirus is we are now surpassing the number of cases of people affected than we had with SARS in 2002 to 2003, like we just spoke about the last segment. SARS affected over 8,000 people between, I believe, November 2002 and July of 2003, killing about 774 people. We are at 170 people who have died so far. But over 8,200, they're saying, who have been cases of coronavirus. Not that the 8,200 are going to die, but that have been affected by coronavirus. But that's in 1 month. So people are a little panicked. In fact, Ezekiel Emanuel, ex-health advisor to Obama, said everybody needs to calm down, not panic. But this is scary. People are scared. You know, I was asked on Facebook, does the flu shot help protect this? Great question. Unfortunately, no, because the flu virus was designed to stop the flu. We have a live attenuated. I apologize, my nose is running. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got a little cold. Don't be starting to make those comments. There's a lot of, you know, stupid memes and things like that going on now. You know, when people sneeze or, you know, they say coronavirus, you know, is a corona beer and Lyme disease. Use limes to conquer the coronavirus. Let's not go there, okay? Those things aren't even funny anymore. This is some serious stuff. But where I was going with this originally was the coronavirus is a different type of virus from flu. So what we have for flu, in terms of like Tamiflu, in terms of flu vaccine, doesn't apply. It's a different shape. It's a different virus. They are working on the vaccine. Apparently, they think they're going to be ready for phase one trials, being able to start testing it, but still not for months. But they're working on it pretty quickly. But this case here of this man's wife who's in her 60s is the second American on soil, apparently has tested positive for the virus, and she is isolated. Of course, she's kind of isolated in a suburban Chicago hospital. But it shows that there is person-to-person transfer. With person-to-person transfer, this makes this virus a lot more scary, even more scarier than Zika. With Zika, if you lived in a non-mosquito area and hopefully didn't have sex with somebody with Zika, or you weren't a fetus, you know, you have a place to go to be safe, pretty much. With this, if it's airborne, it's pretty scary. So, what about the panic? What about the hysteria? I agree with Ezekiel Emanuel. We don't need to panic. We don't need to be hysterical, but we better take this stuff seriously. We were just speaking in the previous segment about xenophobia that's unfortunately starting to rise. ASU, there's been a petition of people students wanting to cancel classes. And many Asian students on the campus are kind of feeling a lot of heat and, some disrespect because people are looking at them funny and looking at them different. And, you know, it's unfortunately with paranoia and scare, like we just spoke about, all the progress we've made with racism and being biased and discrimination starts to unfortunately fly when people get scared. And when people get scared, they'll, do stupid. They'll assume somebody, has a virus or, can make them sick, even though they might have never even been to Wuhan, China, right? Or they may not even be of Chinese descent. So we need to be really, really careful about our approach. On the other end, doctors are getting criticized for some of their lack of cultural sensitivity when they've been asking if you've traveled to China. Now, this is something that we've discussed multiple times on this show, where political correctness sometimes doesn't isn't always at 100% when it comes to taking a medical history, because our job as doctors is to, one, diagnose, two, treat, three, stop spread of illness. So we are being asked in the medical community to ask about your travel history, just like we were supposed to with Ebola, back in 2015 or 2016, in that hospital in Dallas, Texas, somebody had came in, was treated for flu. This was Thomas Duncan, sent home. Nobody asked if he had recently been traveled from West Africa. And if they had, they might have then hopefully thought of Ebola. And unfortunately, he possibly, exposed other people, came back, died. And so we are being told with coronavirus, just don't even hesitate. Ask if they've been to China, if they've traveled from Wuhan, China, have been exposed to anybody who recently from China. Just like as we talked about with the transgender community, we have to ask if you still have your ovaries. We have to ask if you still have your testicles. We have to ask what your at birth gender was, and if you still have those organs. So, I understand that, it's going to be a while before we could, be as culturally sensitive as we need to be in the medical realm, and we're working on that, and we're teaching students. But when it comes to something like this, we unfortunately there hasn't been any time for that kind of training. We're going to ask if you travel to China. That's, that should be a very, simple statement, and that should be the end of that, okay? But it's tough because we're starting to see a lot of unfortunate panic, concern, and people they're scared. And when they're scared, stupid can come out. This virus is something that I don't think we've ever seen. And another report came out that it came from a bat. Whether it came from a bat, whether it came from a snake, people want to know why. People want to know how, where this came from. We still have those rumors that it came from a local lab. If that's true, I really want somebody to tell us, because that will allow us to approach our vaccine a lot differently. That also means that it's there in a lab in Wuhan, and we could study it, and we could maybe accelerate the vaccine. I know there's going to be possible cover-ups, and there's going to be misinformation and conspiracy theories, and there's going to be a whole bunch of stupid stuff, unfortunately, out there. And I beg and encourage is that we get the actual truth, because we do need to plan for this. I don't know how bad this is going to be. It could be bad. We don't need to panic. We need to be thinking clearly. But, we need to make a vaccine. We need to come up with an antiviral that could possibly help. We need to identify at-risk individuals and get them care. And, we need to give people something to do. If people are told, well, there's nothing out there to help you if you get this, they're going to panic. And then, unfortunately, they're going to take matters into their own hands. We need to have more specific guidelines. We just don't have it yet because it's too new. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In President Trump's impeachment trial, Republican senators are latching on to the suggestion made by President Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, that President Trump cannot be impeached for abuse of power. Wyoming's John Barrasso.
Presidents have specific powers under the Constitution. I listened to the Dershowitz make that case yesterday, and what he is saying is even if the case is proven by the House, it still doesn't rise to the level of impeachment, and that's what we're being asked to vote on.
Democrats are still hoping for witnesses. The Senate will vote on that tomorrow. The deadly coronavirus is spreading, and Russia now says it's closing its land border with China as a precaution. So far, 170 people have died, and more than 7,700 cases have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is scary. They say a pair of people who went to a movie in Nebraska have been hospitalized because they ingested cleaning fluid that had been accidentally mixed into their drinks. The two women had gone to see a movie at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in La Vista on Tuesday. They ordered cocktails, and they wanted to see Ford versus Ferrari. Great movie, by the way. You got to see Ford versus Ferrari. Any of you that ever worked for a corporation, you just totally are like, yeah, I get that, man. Yeah, almost go through PTSD. But upon trying the drinks, one of the women, identified as Sarah Baker, said she could feel her lips burning. Soon began to feel the skin on her lips peeling off. She got up and went to a restroom where both she and her friend began to vomit. Ms. Baker further claimed that the cleaning solution was being stored in a repurposed alcohol bottle, according to KETV. Bob Laustein, the chief of police for the La Vista Police Department, confirmed to Fox News that the cleaning solution was being stored in a pomegranate liqueur bottle. He also identified the cleaning solution as a beer line cleaner used to sanitize beer kegs and tap connections. Police asked that a server at the theater also tasted the drinks. They added that a server tasted the drinks. So, not that they asked them to. Apologize. Police added that a server at the theater also tasted the drinks, and she too began feeling burning in her esophagus and difficulty breathing, just like the two people who went to the movie. Both the women were later taken to a nearby hospital. So the Alamo Draft House has since confirmed that the women were mistakenly served cleaning solution, and the bartender responsible has been fired. Yeah, they now serve alcohol at these movies. It's, you know what, where there's money to be made, people, I know, it's amazing how there are certain things where you would say, oh, that will never happen. You just don't do it like that. Just like with medicine. You're not supposed to do medicine without you examining the patient and being there in the room. That there's telemedicine. You know, things change. Just like, oh, you're not supposed to get into a car with a stranger. No, we have Uber. So where there's an industry and where there's money to be made, we will, you know, we will find a way. And so in movie theaters, for some reason, I don't know why, there was a rule for years that you can't have alcohol. Maybe it just, you know, movies can't get a liquor license. Maybe they were worried about kids. And finally, in the last couple of years, some of these movie theaters are like, the heck with that, we're going to serve alcohol. And you can now buy beer and, yeah. So, you know why I think, real quickly here, you know why I think? Okay, when you're at a bar, you are responsible, when you own a bar, for any underage drinking. You're not allowed to serve. But I believe you also have to make sure that there is no consumption on your property. So let's say I get a cocktail. And my kids are like, oh, mommy, that strawberry daiquiri looks good. I'm like, I can't give it to you because, you know, it's public. You can, you know, yeah. And my kids really never, they aren't really into alcohol. They never really like the taste, you know. They're not, yeah, so I'm really lucky in that respect. But you're out in an open area. A bartender could say, nope, your kid can't be drinking that. But in a movie theater, it's dark. So if a parent wanted to smuggle his kid a beer or whatever, they could do that. And so I'm wondering if that's why there was such a an embargo on being able to do that, such a restriction. And then now they're like, well, you know, as long as you're, you know, not selling it to a minor, it's fine. That's my guess. So luckily the women survived. They're fine. They were treated and released in the hospital. They say our report has been sent to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission and the Nebraska State Patrol for further investigation. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, approach that people have to repurpose things. That's a word that became very, very popular the last couple of years, to repurpose. Kind of like to substitute or to use something else. People will be very creative and use bottles of something to put something else in there. And I see people do that with prescription bottles. They'll put other medicines in prescription bottles so they could still get across customs or whatever. And then somebody reads the label, thinks that medicine is in there, and they get hurt. Some real bad things happen from repurposing, you know, like using duct tape to lift your breasts, right, rather than using something designed to help lift the breasts. You know, this idea of repurposing is scary stuff. But the guy probably thought, or whoever did this, the bartender, probably thought that since pomegranate liqueur is red, that if this was a clear solution, everybody would know that it wasn't pomegranate. Well, you have a novice person that grabs something, and I don't know. And a lot of people don't pay attention. You know, we talk about how many of us will drive home. We won't, our minds will be daydreaming on something. We make it home, but we weren't actively thinking about driving. Same thing that could happen in a bar situation, etc. But, you know, whenever we tell you a story this frightening, you're like, well, how do I protect myself against it? You have to gotta be a pain in the butt. The pains in the butts are the ones that are very successful in not getting poisoned or medicine mismatch. I mean, you have to actually literally ask and go, what are you doing? What are you mixing? You know, let me see it. How can I, you know, show me what you're doing. That's probably the only thing you can really, really do in this scenario. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 2,000 pounds of ground beef have been recalled over plastic contamination concerns. A Chicago-based company is recalling 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef because some plastic got in there. In a notice posted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Services, officials said Amity Packing Company is recalling 2,020 pounds of beef. That's a lot of beef. Because a clear, thin, pliable plastic was found in the product. The recall was sparked after two consumers found plastic in the raw beef. So this meat had been shipped to Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service. No adverse reactions have been affected, but if you have something that has a Best Buy date of tomorrow, and they're like 1 pound vacuum package looking meat, lot code 0060 or case code 11402, you need to probably get rid of that. And, again, how many of you inspect your food? You know, I bought a hamburger. I was hungry yesterday, so I went through Jack in the Box and I got a Jack in the Box burger. Again, I'm driving. My eyes are on the road. It was a good burger. There's no plastic in it. I just, you know, ate it. I don't examine my food. You need to examine your food. Not really sure what the heck is going on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Back in coronavirus news, Australian scientists have grown a copy of coronavirus in the lab. They were able to successfully reproduce coronavirus. Researchers from the Peter Doherty Research Institute for Infection and Immunity in Melbourne will share their discovery with the World Health Organization in hopes that that can be used for a treatment or a vaccine. The Doherty Institute's Virus Identification Laboratory head, Dr. Julian Drews, said having the real virus could be used as a control material for testing while describing it as a game changer. So they grew a copy of the lab of the virus from an infected patient from a sample they got last Friday. The lab-grown recreation is expected to be involved in an early diagnosis test that could detect the coronavirus in people who have yet to display symptoms. So what we want to do is we want to catch the husband or wife or family member first before they, you know, to see if they were exposed. Because the virus can spread before people are sick with this two-week incubation period, we need to find out if you're sick before you do. If you are high risk in terms of having traveled from Wuhan, China, or been exposed to somebody. So this antibody test, which is what they're going to perform, will enable us to retrospectively test suspected patients so we can gather a more accurate picture of how widespread the virus is. So China now has currently cut off access to Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the virus. 16 other cities in Hubei province is preventing people from leaving or spreading. I believe Russia has even started to close their border. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So U.S. authorities have discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found along the southwest border. The tunnel originates from Tijuana, Mexico, near the Otay Mesa port of entry, and extends a total of 4,300 feet long, more than three-quarters of a mile. The next longest tunnel in the U.S. was discovered in San Diego in 2014, which was 2,900 feet long. So according to Cardell Morant, acting special agent in charge of Homeland Security investigations in San Diego, said while subterranean tunnels are not a new occurrence along the California-Mexico border, the sophistication and length of this particular tunnel demonstrates the time-consuming efforts transnational criminal organizations will undertake to facilitate cross-border smuggling, When you look at this thing, it is, wow. I mean, I don't know how many years it took to do this. The tunnel features a complex cart and rail system, forced air ventilation, high-voltage electric cables and panels, an elevator at the tunnel entrance, and a complex drainage system. I mean, I'm looking at pipes, I'm looking at lighting, it's crazy. No arrests or seizures have been made at this point, because all they did was discover the tunnel. They don't know exactly who did it. The investigation continues, they say, according to Deputy Chief Patrol Agent Aaron Heitke. And I'm confident that our hard work and dedication to uphold the law will lead to future arrests and seizures. That you see, like, tracks. You see, you know, the wall is, it's probably about maybe 8 feet in height. Yeah, about 6 to 8 feet in height. Oh, there we go. The tunnel's around 5.5 feet tall, 2 feet wide, 4,300 feet long, averages 70 feet deep with the ventilation system, electricity, and rail system, so it can move large packs of drugs. So an offshoot of the main tunnel was discovered at around 3,500 feet into the U.S. It traveled several feet and came to an end without breaching the surface. It led agents back to the main tunnel where they discovered several hundred sandbags blocking the suspected former exit of the tunnel. So they said as efforts to strengthen security on our southern border increase, Mexican drug cartels are forced underground to smuggle their drugs into the U.S. The sophistication of the tunnel demonstrates the determination and monetary resources of the cartels. This is a, I remember trying to dig like a tunnel. Remember we wanted to dig to China as kids? So we thought that we could just dig and dig and dig, and then it would fill back up with dirt. And, you know, we kind of stopped after about a foot. You know, we're like, Mom, look. And then Mom would be like, what are you doing digging holes in my yard? And then you get in trouble and you get a whooping, and then it would all be over. So, wow, scary stuff. But, I mean, it shows that, you know, we really have to have, you know, security. And, we if we don't know what we're looking for, we're not going to look for it. And so we have to expect that this kind of stuff is there. But pretty sophisticated. I mean, the drugs are getting here somehow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're going to talk about this more later in the week. But Medicaid spending has been an issue because when we expanded Medicaid during the recession and with Obamacare, it should have had a sunset. You know, but that really wasn't very popular at the time, so they said, we're just going to expand Medicaid. Well, it was assumed that, okay, well then when the economy got better and people got jobs, we wouldn't have to go back on Medicaid. Although maybe the sunset wasn't there because people knew that Obamacare would kill the insurance industry. So President Donald Trump, because we have more and more people, I think 2 years ago, we had 72 million people on Medicaid. It kept rising. That's more than the population of England on Medicaid. Kept rising. You know, it's not staving off. President Donald Trump wants to roll back Medicaid with a new plan that would cap spending for the government program. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that they would accept applications from states that want to set up a Medicaid block grant. This has been a goal where rather than just here, we'll just keep the faucet running. There's a specific amount of money, and then the states decide how to use it. Medicaid is supposed to be in the control of the states, which we like. You know, we want more state control. The problem is, you know, well, you know, if there's waste, states have to be very diligent to stop that. So Medicaid's days of an open-ended entitlement is now going to have more limits. Medicaid will no longer pay, I guess, they say spending would be limited in states that got a waiver from the federal government, but they can impose cuts to benefits. Now, this is kind of this is by Vox, so it's not delineating out the block grant program, which we are going to obtain later this week and break it down for you. So we need to kind of, you know, be wary of, you know, who's kind of presenting this. But Medicaid is a very, very useful healthcare program that we could use for people in poverty. It will cover kids who don't have insurance, so no kids should lack coverage. All kids should be able to get on Medicaid. And so it's a fantastic program. Unfortunately, you have people on it that don't need to be. And if my feeling on this is if Trump wants the states to be more diligent about making sure there's no Medicaid waste, then asking them to do it doesn't seem to work. So there has to be other measures in place. And so this is unfortunately, this is an example of, well, if you're not going to listen to us and you're not going to, you know, make sure we're, you know, we're just not a running faucet, you're going to have more, you're going to have more responsibility. So the block grants, like work requirements, may be a way to slowly roll back the Medicaid expansion. It will benefit people newly eligible under health care law, people, you know, in poverty, etc. But Trump said he's not going to cut Medicaid. So Trump has to be very, very careful because he doesn't want to be the one to stop Medicaid. But Medicaid right now is an open-ended entitlement program. Depending on how many people are eligible in a given year and how many medical services they require, states receive as much federal funding as it takes to cover 50 to 75% of the cost of these traditional Medicaid populations. Federal government will contribute 90% of the cost. But under block grant, states are going to get a fixed amount every year. Feds will make sure they cover the expansion population. But the states are going to, and they'll cover for inflation and all that, but states are going to have to either make up the shortfalls or administer the program more efficiently. So block grants allow the government to, in a way, cut back without cutting back. They're giving money. But now it's not like, okay, oh, you know what? Oh, my, we have to spend this much. Okay, give us more money. They have to run their Medicaid programs like, you know, like, I don't want to say a business, but you have to have a balance sheet. You have to look at how Medicaid is being spent. If states want control of Medicaid and they want money from the government, they need to, you know, have a process in place where they're making sure that there isn't fraud, there isn't abuse, you know. Again, this is why I would suggest free clinics to be set up around town. I think that'll help save Medicaid money. You have a lot of people who will volunteer. There's a lot of companies that will donate an MRI, donate an X-ray. Pharmaceutical companies donate medications. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.